In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Overall, for fastest, we have Jagger.
Good morning from Marion, Kentucky. Those were just some of the sounds from Saturday night's Winter Blast Party in the Park, headed up by Mayor Deanna Browning and sponsored by many groups, particularly the City of Marion and the Marion-Crittenden County Park Board. I'm sure by now many of you have heard about what some are calling the event of the season, maybe of the decade or a generation even. On Saturday, our little town proved once again why we're one of the best at coming together, even on short notice. The Winter Blast party out at the park turned into an unforgettable community celebration, drawing somewhere around 500 people, maybe even more, with just kind of 24 hours of planning. Mayor Deanna Browning and a handful of volunteers made some magic happen, and what a blast it was, literally. The event was jam-packed with free food, contests for kids like sledding and snowman building, live music to keep everyone moving, cash giveaways, and of course Derek Myers with his fireworks display to kind of cap things off. You know, folks stayed warm by the fire pits while enjoying just some wonderful winter vibes, and just lots of things going on at the park, a lot of fellowship, camaraderie, and just a testimony to how this community can come together and pull off something of that magnitude just at the spur of the moment, very spontaneously. So hats off to all those who had a hand in it, and we're going to hear from some of the folks who were out there.
So I'm here with Sean Stinnett. He's among probably, what, how many, 500 people?
500, here? Easy.
Yeah, so how do you feel about this event that was thrown together in about 24 hours?
I thought it was awesome. Thank the Crittenden Press, our mayor, and everybody that's running the wood, the propane, and just all the food. It's just awesome. I hope we do this every year.
If we get a big snow, I guess we can.
Yeah, we need that big snow, I guess. But the whole community, this is just awesome, bringing everybody together.
So I'm here with Brooke Hunt. And your whole family's here. What do you think about this?
I think this is great. I think this is great for our community. The kids are having a blast. Everybody seems to be having a good time. Lots of smiles.
Yeah. What's the best thing about it?
I think the kids just getting together outside of, you know, sports, outside of school, and just having a good old-fashioned fun time.
Uh-huh. And it doesn't cost anything.
It doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah. Well, here comes one.
People had come by where we were sitting, and they were like, our community needed this. This is the best thing ever.
Yeah. So I'm here with Letitia Belt. Tell me more about your experience here tonight.
Oh, I think it's a phenomenal event. It's amazing what Deanna has put together in 24 hours. I mean, it's probably one of the best events Crittenden has had in a long time. And I think our community especially needed that. These kids are having a blast out here, and a lot of adults are too.
Of course, you're giving credit here to Mayor Deanna Browning. She just happens to be standing here. Mayor, tell us what brought this to mind?
You know what? It was a Facebook post that was going around, and a couple of people tagged me in it, and I thought, man, we're not going to have time to do that. There's no way we can do food and prizes, and 24 hours later, that's what Marion can do. So we're going to have fireworks here in about 30 minutes. And it's incredible to watch these kids, and everybody's just having a blast.
Yes, it's awesome. Thank you for spearheading this and getting it going. And thanks to all the people, the volunteers who made it happen. And it just shows what crowdsourcing can do.
Absolutely. And as humble as you are, you deserve a lot of credit because the work that you did here at the park today, and I appreciate you very much. So.
Well, we're mighty proud of our park. The park board was instrumental in helping get this going, but it took a lot of hands, and we appreciate everyone coming out and having some good free, clean fun.
Now you can see some video that was taken live from the event. A couple of clips are available on the Crittenden Press Facebook page. There's more information coming in the newspaper. We have some award winners from the contest that we're going to feature in the Crittenden Press this week. So be sure and follow the postscript to this wonderful event out at Marion City County Park. And again, just so much thanks for everyone who had a hand in this. Many hands make a light work, and we appreciate what everyone does to make this a wonderful community. And the woman from Marion who was missing over the weekend has been found. 30-year-old Rachel Cook has been located, and she is safe. State police had initiated an investigation after she was reported missing by her family.
If creative construction is something you're looking to do at your house, call Lisa Crossan. Lisa has years of experience in remodeling and interior design, including drywall, granite, tile, painting, and carpentry. Give Lisa a call at 504-912-8630. That's Creative Construction, Lisa Crossan, owner.
Now, Marion City Council will meet tonight at 5 p.m. On Friday, I said it was a 5:30 p.m. start to that meeting. I'm not sure why I made that mistake. I've attended these meetings for almost 40 years now, and I know they start at 5 p.m., but it came out of my mouth wrong on Friday, so I apologize for that. Tonight's Marion City Council meeting begins at 5 p.m. That's at City Hall, and of course, they are always open to the public. In obituaries, Army veteran Joe King, 96, who was raised in Marion, died in Tennessee on January 8th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling. Buying scrap metal right now. Well, if you're a Crittenden County basketball fan, you want to be out at Rocket Arena tonight. 6 p.m. start for the All-A Classic Girls Regional Championship, the second region tournament. Title game will be played here at Rocket Arena and will feature your Crittenden County Lady Rockets taking on Lyon County. These two teams have epic battles. They've both kind of shared this title over the last several years, bouncing back and forth between them. Crittenden County's won the last two. Lyon won the year before that, and Crittenden the year before that. So great battle brewing here in Marion tonight. Lyon County's girls are arguably the hottest team in the second region right now. They're 12-1 on the season and have won 11 straight ball games. They haven't been beaten since December 5th. Of course, the only loss they have on the season, that was against Graves County. Meanwhile, your Lady Rockets are 11-3. One of those losses was to Lyon County earlier in the season over in Eddyville in a 5th District basketball matchup. Their other two losses came on the road at the Bowling Green Christmas Tournament. Crittenden County's boys basketball team will be back in action tomorrow night at home against Trigg County. Of course, the Rockets were knocked out of the All-A Classic last week by Lyon County, and now they'll turn their attention back to the regular season, and to do that, they'll get started off Tuesday night against Trigg County, and that'll be a 5th District game. Now, Trigg County is a team that the Rockets went into overtime with before losing down at Cadiz back in December. Trigg County is 5-8 on the season, and Crittenden County is winless. In college hoops, your number 6 Kentucky Wildcats host Texas A&M at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Watch that game on ESPN2. The 13-3 Cats beat Mississippi State on Saturday night down in Starkville, 95-90, in a great basketball game. Jackson Robinson led the Wildcats, led the Kentucky Wildcats with 27 points. Travis Perry had a three-pointer in that game and a rebound. He played 6 minutes. The victory was also Coach Mark Pope's 200th career win. Now, this is his first season coaching at UK, and he is 13-3 right now. But he also coached at Utah Valley, where he won 77 games, and at BYU, that's Brigham Young University, where he had 110 victories. In other sports, Emma Talley from over at Princeton has announced her retirement from the LPGA Tour. She's a 30-year-old, played golf over at Caldwell County, and she was actually the U.S. Women's Amateur Champion in 2013. She won a couple of state championships when she was in high school, and very memorable moment when she was, I believe, a senior, actually had won the tournament, and just a testimony to her honesty. At the end of the tournament, she looked at her scorecard, realized she had written something down wrong, made that known to the tournament officials, and she was actually disqualified, but she brought it up after actually winning the tournament. So great gal over there from Princeton, Kentucky. She spent 6 years on the LPGA Tour after a very successful career at the University of Alabama. Talley says she is stepping away from golf to prepare for the arrival of her first child, a baby girl who is due in June. And as a reminder, your Crittenden Press is not just a newspaper. We do all sorts of things multimedia wise. As this podcast is produced 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have the website. We offer electronic editions, but we also are your local provider for professional printing, business cards, wedding invitations, personal note cards, letterhead, banners, signs, mugs, anything. Just about anything you can print on or have printed, we can do it. We also offer copying services, high-quality document copies, black and white and full color, as well as graphic design. We have an expert on staff that can provide custom logo creation and all types of graphic work. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.